Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
What's up?
Welcome. Yeah, what's up? What's up? Welcome to the Mr. Red's Lair. I'm your host, Mr. Red. Joining me is Jimmy the Animator. Yeah, and Blake, shout out to Blake. This was a quick one. We just kind of set this up because we wanted to throw out something for 4th of July. It's kind of a mellow-ish day at the office. It's the weekend before 4th of July, so let's talk about great American things. And there is nothing more American than somebody getting canceled. Right, Jimmy?
I agree. Yeah.
Okay. So, Jimmy, let's talk a little bit about this. What's her name again?
The channel. Her stage name that she chose for her personality on YouTube, Miranda Sings.
Okay.
Her real name's Colleen. I don't know. Her
Ballinger?
Last name. Ballinger.
I know of this, all of this recently. My exposure to Miranda Sings was my cousin used to accuse me of being like that character, like trying to, you know, get something going and stuff. But yeah, this was a long time ago. And then she kind of, I remember she had a Netflix show, right?
Like
a
I show don't on remember that about her.
Okay, okay. Well, I knew that. Like, I knew there was a Netflix show called Haters Back Off. Uh-huh. And then my cousin used to joke.
Yeah.
And jack off. And, you know, he used to say, like, oh, you're like the girl from Haters Back Off. And I used to think that was funny. And that was it. That was my exposure to Colleen Ballinger. Mm-hmm. And a hot topic thing that's happening right now is Colleen got called out for some pretty not good behavior, I should say, which
some
is putting it
rather
like
naughty behavior.
Naughty behavior. They're accusing her of various things involving minors. Now, I want to say something because there is a definite animation element to Wild 7 Studios.
Of course.
And animation does, in fact, appeal to a young audience. Mm-hmm. And young people, you know, are out there and they watch animation. But the thing is, our content is hot like those sirens outside. Our content is for 18 and up.
Yeah.
Some of it may not be good for a young person without the discretion of their parents. You know what I mean?
Of course, yes.
And I just want to put this out there as the internet is ink and stuff. If you are under 18, or even let's just be safe. If you're under 23, I do not want to hear from you. We want you to read books. We want you to live a happy life and enjoy our entertainment. please do not contact us. We do not care. I mean, contact our social media people, but don't contact, leave us out of it.
I was going to say, I just made the cutoff because I'm 24 now.
Right. Well, that's why we got hired you, you know? Like, you're old enough to handle Wild 7. Wild Absolutely. 7 is a thing, but let's talk about this Colleen thing. Okay, the reason why it's so fucking insane is the fact that she did like a ukulele song to apologize, and it wasn't even an apology.
It wasn't an apology at all.
Okay, so what do you know about all of this?
About the entire situation?
Yeah,
well,
it's
just basic, you know, people using their position of power to kind of like, you know, get in contact with their younger fans. I don't know the name of the individual. There was somebody who was allegedly really close to her in the past. All of this is allegedly. No concrete, like, real
Thank
evidence
you, Jimmy.
To back that
Thank
up.
You.
Other than maybe a couple of screenshots, some video proof of group chats that she would put fans' alleged ages between 11 to 16.
Which is nuts.
Which is insane. And she would ask them very suggestive questions. I'm not going to, like, say those questions because I'm not trying to get us. It's really gross. It's really deplorable. And I think I didn't, like, you know, the first thought that I had was, yeah, like, it's insane that she did this on the ukulele. But, like, this is also one of the first, like, real times on the platform that we're seeing a woman, you know, being called out for such behavior.
Yeah.
At this scale.
It's wild.
And it's insane.
It's pretty crazy. I mean, just all of that, you know, craziness, just her. I heard she mailed panties and a bra allegedly to a fan.
I didn't know that. If that's true, that's crazy.
Which I have to say this. And the thing is, look, I'm not a guy that, look, I like people crashing and burning as much as the next person. Like, reading about something is very interesting. It's maybe an unfortunate aspect of society that everything is entertainment, but fuck it, everything is entertainment. So forget about any particular situation, reading about somebody that rose and fell is interesting. And this woman did rise. Seems to be a very specific product of a certain time in YouTube.
For sure, yeah.
You know, with that kind of like racial humor and
that kind of sketch comedy, character acting, stuff like that. That
right.
was a thing of yesterday on YouTube, something you don't really see today.
Right.
And then I'm only learning about this as, you know, the situation has presented itself.
Mm-hmm.
She fell off hard like years ago. Like, it's
right,
not
right.
like she hasn't been like super relevant for years. I think she got married, or I don't know what it was, had
it
a
happens.
Child with her partner,
yeah.
and then rebranded as to kind of a family channel, just like, you know.
Is that what she did?
Yeah.
Oh. And that freaks me out, too. I don't know. Family channels
are
kind of
weird. It's an entire weird
It's
situation.
Very strange. And the thing, again, the thing that's so strange about it is she busts out the ukulele.
Yeah.
Like she's fucking.
No, you know what I found really funny about that video?
Yeah.
Because she's like playing the ukulele and she's like, you know, my PR team strongly advised me against this.
Right.
Talking about this. But they never said I couldn't sing. And then she proceeds to not sing and just, like, speak facts over her
right,
ukulele playing.
Right. If I was her agent or something, I'd be like, are you fucking insane?
Yeah.
You just destroyed yourself.
Yep.
I have never seen someone perform seppuku, like, fucking, you know, just gut themselves. That's crazy, woman. Mm-hmm. Why'd you do that? Mm-hmm. Just be like, I don't even know. You know, I mean, honestly, I would never be in that situation. I'm saying that right now, looking directly at the camera, looking at you. I would never be in that situation, what she did. When I'm even, like, people know me to be pretty not uptight around kids. But I'm when you're around a kid, you have to be an adult. That's why I don't like being with kids. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be the adult. You have to be, they have to trust you. Yeah. And I think, and I sound so soapboxy right now, but, like, to use your platform to take advantage of younger, I don't know.
You're very right about that.
It's wrong.
Sucks. Yeah, because, you know, I mean, like, obviously here, everybody here is an adult, right?
Yeah.
I would expect, like, us to have the utmost, like, sort of understanding and sort of compassion for children, you know what I mean? They're
right,
like sponges,
right?
Yeah. They take in everything they see.
Yeah.
They're so easily, like, you know, molded and kind of, like, you know, shaped into whatever their environment and their circumstances are.
Yeah.
So to know that there are people out there who intentionally kind of, like, you know, bend that to their advantage, it sucks. Like,
yeah.
you know, no child should be treated that way.
Yeah, for real. It kind of, I mean, it's like fucking. It's weird. It's just strange that she would, you know, like you can't. I mean, but I. Fuck. Like, it's just a weird situation. And it's strange when you see someone in the culture that you kind of saw at the corner of your eye, and then you see all this shit. And it's like, whoa, you were kind of playing a weird game there, madam.
Yeah.
You know? So she busts out the ukulele. Did you see the whole video?
No, not the whole video.
Yeah, we're not going to play it just because we don't want to get hit with the copyright thing. But the title of the video, I think, was just high. Like H-I. And then she kind of does this thing where at the end of it, she goes like, but I do feel bad. And then she the thing that's insane about, like, this is what I want to yell at people about out here in show business, in Hollywood. We're in L.A. We're in downtown. We're a scrappy little fucking Albanian terrorist equivalent movie studio. You know what I mean? We're the little guy. We're punching, you know, but we punch up. The thing that I want to say is when you've done something wrong, forget about show business for just 2 seconds. Is it too much to ask to forget about show business for 2 seconds, put that, your bullshit aside, your me, look at me bullshit, put it aside and be like, I did wrong. I don't know why that's so difficult for this woman or for anybody else that's playing the fame game.
Yeah, you know, it's like, oh, that's it. What you just said right now is the opinion that a lot of commentators have come to the conclusion to. Like, oh, like, stop, like, you know, the jokes, stop the characters for a sec. Like, literally, put on your big boy pants and, like, admit that you did wrong.
Exactly. Like, I once had a situation where somebody called me out of things that I... This is a long-ass time ago. I've since matured. But, like, somebody called me out, said all the things that I did. And I had no defense. And I just said, you know what? Everything you said is true.
Yeah.
Everything you said, and I'm sorry. You know, I don't even know if I said I'm sorry at that time, but I was sorry just in telling this person or stating it out loud that everything you said is true. That was my way of beginning to sort of repair.
Of course, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's pretty nutty, and kids out there, like, you know, pick your heroes a little better, you know, like between this woman and fucking goddamn Andrew Tate and Aiden Ross, who I wish were. We've been working on this bit. We're going to unveil it in an episode when Rick Darge comes, filmmaker, friend, comedian, everything, actor, everything. We will reveal the bit. We've been working on this fucking stupid bit for so long. I hate it. I love it. It'll be fun. But I hate that we've been working on it for so long. And I blame Andrew Tate and Aiden Ross because it's kind of, we were honoring their friendship. And it's just taking so long with the animation.
I could be wrong about this, but recently I heard that Andrew Tate called out Aiden Ross and basically said kind of like a fuck you sort of message. Like,
oh, did he?
Yeah, like.
Okay.
I think this was like last week. Or
what we're
going to
do, what we're going to do when Rick comes in.
Yeah.
Is we're gonna break down the whole situation because it is important and we had to do it. It's our gi, our duty. Gi is Japanese for duty. It's like, it means honor bound duty, kind of. That's our gi. Jimmy has his gi. I have my gi. We all have our gi here at Wild 7. So that's Miranda Sings. Nice to know you, madam. You know, like,
she's done.
She's done. I mean, the thing is, what I heard somebody comment on this on YouTube. Which is a wonderful world, YouTube. But like, somebody was commenting, one of the people that were just talking about this was like, there's so much shit you have to do. Like, because she apologized, I believe, for sending the panties to this person, to this kid. And she said, oh, it was just for lulz, basically. Like, it was just kind of funny. But it's like, that's not funny. That's a rather sexual act. You know what I mean? Like, I know adults, and that's sexual. Like, you put your pussy on that thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's you know, I'm just being real. To take your panties and then go to a fucking UPS, and then you have to choose what kind of shipping. Did you choose overnight or did you choose 3-day express?
Priority Express.
Did you have... was it somehow through Amazon?
Jeez.
Did they take a picture of the package and say...
Oh, my God. Do they have to go through the contents before they send it out? That's, like, crazy.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
No,
and then
I don't think they do. No.
I think... But they might x-ray and they'll be like, oh, there's panties. It's going to a child, you know? Like, but it's just weird, man. Because the thing is, like, it made me think of the fact that, like, okay, you know, here at Wild 7, we do things for a younger audience, but I'm pretty clear. Like, you got to be 18 to enjoy our stuff unless your parent says it's okay that you can, and you can handle it. Me personally, I think kids can handle a lot between 14. Like, when you're a teenager, you're watching a lot of shit. I just know this of teenagers and stuff because I was a teenager once. But the thing is, it's like, it's whatever the universe allows you to see, you know? So I'm not out here, like, pushing our more outrageous content to a young audience or anything like that. I'm just like, hey, if you're 18 and up, enjoy our stuff. But if you're young, go read a book. Read something. Do you have any good books to recommend or anything? Any animation stuff?
Top three books.
Oh.
Good Night Moon. Hmm. Would You Give a Mouse a Cookie? And a childhood classic, No David No.
No David No?
Yeah, it's about this little fuckface who just like does a lot of mischievous shit.
And it's just no David No.
It always ends with his mom just not doing anything to address his behavior and encouraging it.
Right.
Because, like, he'll get a timeout at the end of the book, and then he'll start crying and say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then there's an entire series of books regarding him and his disgusting behavior.
Yeah, interesting.
Which is pretty funny.
David, you orchestrated 9/11. No, David, no.
Essentially, right.
Right. Okay, interesting. Jimmy, I want to talk a little bit about something that I love. And that's enough Miranda, right?
Yeah,
I mean, we get it. Like,
everybody's done it.
Yeah, everybody's talking about it. Now we're talking about it. We're joining the circus. Yeah. It's rather unfortunate. I just want to say to the people that were victimized by her, if you're listening, I'm sorry that happened to you. That sucks. It sucks when somebody uses their position of power to you know what I mean? Like that. Like that's the thing. You can't do that. No. Like, when I was a young man, I'm being real, okay? When I was a young man, there was one reason I wanted to get famous, okay? It's because it would be easier to get sex, you know? Like, for real. Like, it would be just easier. People would know you who you are immediately. Then as I got older, I realized that sex is not, like, lovemaking is the, you know, like romance and stuff like that. And I'm not all like, fuck, you know, like, because that's how you are in your 20s. You know what I mean? Not you, Jimmy. You're a gentleman. You're a wild seven gentleman. But, but what I'm saying is, you know, what we do, the creation of art and entertainment, is like a little Tylenol for humanity. If that.
For sure.
It's something that helps some people get through the day or maybe divert them a little.
Absolutely.
Think about something else. And that's it. That's our ghee, our duty.
For sure.
As entertainers and stuff. And nice to know you, Miranda Sings, you know, but you're kind of, the trust is no longer there with your young audience. And so yeah. I imagine what you will do down the line. I don't know. But hey, you know, at least you got some money, I guess. Mm. I don't know what the fuck. Yeah, who knows? But you know what? You know what? To anybody that's victimizing anybody, fuck yourself. You know, I don't care about you. Yeah, but anyway, I got to talk to you a little bit about America, okay? So, because it's 4th of July. This is our special 4th of July episode. Let me pull up the American music. Where is it? Okay. Jimmy, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready for America? Wait. No, wait. Let's go with this. Okay. Jimmy? I love working with you, man. You know? I really do. And I love working with this Wild 7 crew, this fun-loving crew that we are. Just getting up every day, coming to the office, doing our thing. I think there is no art form that is better than cinema, and close second, reality TV, baby. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so Jimmy, I just want to tell you a little bit about this show called The Big D, okay? I showed you a trailer.
You did.
Shut this fucking music off. Okay. Oh, yeah. The Big D is a great new show that I saw 3 episodes of, and it is about divorced couples, Okay.
That's correct, yeah.
And they go to Costa Rica,
uh-huh.
and they all they're divorced, and they have to find love either with one another
mm-hmm.
or with someone else.
Yeah.
I love this show. I do.
It's so fucking insane. It's an insane concept, and I'm here for every minute of it.
Yeah. Jimmy, I imagine you've been around the block. You've loved and lost like the best of us. You know what I mean? Like
not really.
No? Oh, okay. But you've had like girlfriends and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But you were just kind of whatever about them.
I mean, that's like cool. In retrospect.
Ah, see, that's interesting.
That seems like really important.
Yeah.
Ends up becoming like super trivial.
Right. Well, that's the thing. That's what's so great about these reality shows about relationships and stuff. It's that nothing these people are talking about is important. Nothing. None of it.
Yeah.
Like they talk about their feelings like it's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's stupid. It's dumb hearing them talk.
It really
is. Like they're and I'm not saying they're all stupid. There's some bright bulbs there.
I'm just saying you couldn't pay me to cry on TV.
Oh my God, dude. I got to tell you about this one dude. Okay. Like, there's this guy. There's two couples that I think are interesting. One is Ariel and... I forgot his name. I got his name in the notes. Hold on. One is Blair and Ariel. Okay? Mm-hmm. Ariel has pink hair and she's kind of, like... And then Blair is just kind of a dork or whatever, but he's like a muscle dork. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this girl, Dee Dee and Thakur. And Thakur is like... He looks like... I'm not even saying this to be mean. Like, he looks like the Marshmallow Man. He's kind of big, and he's kind of doughy and stuff, and he looks like the Marshmallow Man.
Mm-hmm.
And Thakur cheated on Dee Dee multiple times when they were together. But now that they're here, he's, like, acting like a blubbery baby. Like, he's like, I don't want you talking to these people, you know, like, and stuff like that. I think I told you this on Monday, where, like, he does something that I never want to be with a woman like this, okay?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
His ex is talking to a guy, and then Thakur goes like, he's sort of like, like looking out and mm-hmm. stuff. And then he goes up to the girl and he's like, can we talk? Can we talk? You know? And then they go and sit down by the pool and they talk and stuff. I'm telling you guys, gentlemen, Jimmy has it right. Don't get too passionate. You know what I mean?
It's better when you don't care.
It's better when you don't care. I'm telling you, the ladies love it when you don't care. I mean, they don't love it.
It's better for you.
It's better for you. I actually take that back. I think they want you to care.
Yeah.
But it's better for you have to be controlled. Thakur is a big man, but he's blubbering like a baby.
Yeah.
And he looks like a baby.
Yeah.
He looks like a baby man. You know what I mean? And I'm sorry, Thakur, but you were on television. It's mine to judge.
Exactly.
You know? Like, and now, in the last episode that I saw, he got super drunk. And then he's like, you know? And then, like, he goes outside. And then, you know how, like in annoying groups, there's always this one person that's like, I'm going to handle this situation. Thakur, we need to talk. What is going on? You should be over her. Like some girl goes and talks to Thakur and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And it's just great entertainment. What I am proposing for 4th of July is to spice this show up with you and me. We go there.
I wanted you to eat hot dogs.
But listen. There was a suggestion that I eat hot dogs.
I mean, hot dogs is a general term, right? For like grilling. When I say hot dogs, I mean the general grill. That could be hamburgers, that could be hot dogs, that could be turkey patties.
Mm. Mm. There was an idea.
It was my idea.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was? Okay, so there was an idea that for 4th of July, we were just going to barbecue and just eat hot dogs on air, which doesn't sound like a bad idea. But then I thought like... my mouth would be full and then the hot dogs might look funny and then like, you know what I mean? You know what it is? I'm a macho man.
For sure.
You know, I'm a macho American man.
I'm not.
You are. You know what? We're going to find our... Fuck Andrew Tate and fuck Aiden Ross. I'm going to help you guys, you men, find your masculinity.
First, we can all eat hot dogs together.
We're going to get some hot dogs, put them in our mouths. No problem.
Not at all.
You know? And then to really test the masculinity, we're going to do what I did. We're going to take hot dogs and go, you know, like. One thing that a man has to do is know how to talk to the ladies. You know what I mean? And so what I'm going to do is... We're going to practice. Hold on. Oh, okay. We're going to practice. It's not even practice. I'm just throwing this out there to the producers of the Big D like a potential. So just give me space to be sexy.
You got it.
You know what I mean? Thank you, Jimmy.
I'm trying not to laugh.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank you. Okay. So like, you know, like, imagine I'm like the wild card that they bring on. They'll be like, ladies, get ready.
For Mr. Red.
And they're like, what? Mr. Red? There's like murmur and stuff, you know. And then I come out. Hello, hoes. How are you? And I know that's not PC. But I feel like this is to the producer. I feel like the character that I'm playing, he's wild. Wild 7, you know, like he's a wild guy, so he'll say inappropriate things. And then we can have him called out. Like one of the girls will be like, you know, I really didn't appreciate you calling me a hoe. And I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, hoe, you know, like, you know. But I'll be like, what's up, ladies? How's it going? Thakur, why are you crying? You cry like a baby. My girlfriend is talking to me. Come on, Dee Dee. I'd date Dee Dee. Dee Dee is my favorite. I will say, Thakur, you're gonna lose that girl. Yes, you're gonna lose that girl. You know what I mean? You're not gonna lose him to Blair, that's for sure. Blair is the guy that Dee Dee is with right now. Dee Dee is my favorite. I think if I had to choose one, I would choose Dee Dee because she is of sound moral character. She's nice. I feel that she was deeply hurt by Thakur, and I will fix that.
Yeah.
I will fix that with my prowess. Sorry, podcast audience, you can't see that. I was just kissing my muscles. Yeah! Oh, yeah. Oh, I want to go to the Big D. I just want to go to the Big D. I want to go. I want to seduce all of them. What I would do is, I would tell the judges, I'd be like, the judges will be like, well, on this episode, you know, we're going to do our format. I'll be like, get out of here. This is not important.
Mm-hmm.
Girls, you, not you, you. Get in the line. You know what I mean? And
what is that?
That is. I'm glad you asked, Jimmy. That's what they call in Iran a Mashhad date. A Mashhadi date. Mashhad is a city, you know.
All right.
That's where you go, like, and you ask, you say, may I? And then they usually like, may you what? And they're into it. They're like, may you what? And then I'll be like, you know. And then when they say, and the yes is usually like this. Emmanuel, punch it on my face. No, don't punch it on my face. I'm sweating. But he goes, and then you just go, that's right.
You didn't answer the question. What's that?
Oh. You just clap your hands.
Okay.
Yeah. You see if they flinch. And then if they flinch, you go, you flinched, you're a pussy. You know. No. But, oh, wait. I like this music. Fuck, I'm sweating.
It's a pretty nice song.
It is nice. Let's play it again. Hold on. Ladies, I am getting hot. And then this is the cool thing that I'll do. After I do, they flinch and stuff, because it's a power thing. I go, ladies, if you got a load of me, wait till you get a load, literally and figuratively, of Jimmy. and then you come in. What do you want to wear? Like, what kind of, you want to wear a suit, casual?
No, seats make me sweaty.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And collar shirts are, like, really tight on my neck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Sucks.
So I got this. I'll style you.
Okay.
You wear like a flannel, but like in a cool, like kind of like rock tee that's kind of vintagey and stuff.
For sure.
The women, and I note that I didn't say hoes because I'm not playing the character right now.
Yeah.
But for kicks, let's just say the hoes will go crazy. They'll go nuts because I know what they'll say. They'll be like, "Jimmy is awesome. He has this Seattle style that a girl like me, a southern girl like me, just loves. Because don't you mean life with it?" You know what I mean? And all the, because I think every race is accounted for in this thing. So I'll go Dee Dee, two white girls, sisters, you know.
Yep.
It's a smorgasbord of beautiful women whose men failed them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like Thakur, like...
Yeah, he dropped the ball.
You dropped the ball, Thakur, and you also dropped the butter ball because you're eating too much. You're eating way too much. You're too big. Dee Dee doesn't like you anymore because you're too fat. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Take it easy, Pudgy.
Take it easy, Pudgy. Jimmy said, what if he comes and he's like, you know what? Everything you guys said, fair enough. But Jimmy, you called me Pudgy. We fight now. You know what I would do? I'd be like, get the fuck out of here, you fat motherfucker. And then Dee Dee will be there. I'll be like, Dee Dee, come here. You know, I kiss her and stuff. If she's into it, you know, because we're about like, you know, like, it takes two to tango, baby.
It does.
Yeah. Dude, check this out. This is the most romantic shit. It takes two to tango, baby. That's right. Dude, fucking chicks, they can't resist. They can't resist, Mr. Red. It's impossible. Don't cooperate. You know what I mean? Don't. Let's get your men. And here's the thing. I gotta be honest. This music got me so like in the love mood. You might have to leave, Jimmy. No. I'm just kidding. But hold on. I have an idea that we can do. That'll be cool.
Okay.
One of the things we can do is say there's a woman that is not like, she's not, I'm not delusional. I'm not out here saying I'm Mr. Handsome. I'm not Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm not Zac Efron. I'm just me. I have a vibrant personality that people are drawn to, and that's my game. But, so let's say there's a woman that's not too into me, and maybe you're not her cup of tea, but she likes our personalities and stuff. We could still strategically be like, okay, listen, you're not into us, fair enough. But you want to drive your man crazy, your ex crazy. Let's pretend that you and I and Jimmy are having like a what they call in Iran a Tehran date, which is two guys, one girl. And then we'll go to the next room, we'll play video games and stuff, and then we'll make loud sex noises so that the husband will be like, oh God, I hate that. Right?
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah? Jimmy, so you're down to come to the island?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay. Producers of the Big D, I'm ready. With my... with my Big D, I was gonna say. but, you know. And I don't do nudity. I'm sorry to say this after what I just said, but I don't do nudity. I don't even take my shirt off. I'm special. I just wanna just hang out. Hang out with you chicks. Hang out with, sorry, women. Sorry, I'm not playing the character. Chicks is the one. You know. And that's it. That is it. You know what? We should talk about something serious. You know. Let me switch gears here for one serious second. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Hold on. Let me just see how many minutes we've been doing. Wait! We did 32 minutes. Fuck it. We're good.
Yeah.
We're good. I don't need to talk about anything serious. Hold on. You know what? I will talk about something serious real quick just to take us out because this has been too sexual. Too sexual. You know, like...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Wait, what were you going to say?
No, I wasn't going to say anything.
No. Was it something sexual? You can say it. On the show, you have carte blanche.
This just took a really sexual turn, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hold on. I'm trying to kill this fucking sex music. Die. Okay, there we go.
Cool.
Yeah. Jimmy... Thank you. What you experienced, what you saw,
yep,
was Mr. Red the lover. You know what I mean?
Kind of scared.
Right. I'm sorry, Jimmy. I'm sorry I put you through that. But the thing is, I got to do my thing. You know what I mean? I'm a, I was going to say chick magnet, but I'm not. I'm just a man that goes about his day. You know what I mean?
Real.
And just has fun. I really wouldn't go and call the women hoes. I wouldn't go and make fun of the baby man. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even, if I was on the island, I'll just be honest. I would just find a way to take some Blu-rays there, some books. I'd make a nice little corner for myself. I don't drink, so I wouldn't drink with the other people. And at some point, I would engage in a decent conversation with Dee Dee. And then Thakur would be, "Why are you talking to me?" I'd be like, shut up. I'll punch you. And then I'll punch him. If he comes into my face, mm-hmm, and then I'll go back to reading my book, and that's me. That's just me being honest. I want to give you something good that's not just jack offery like I just offered. Okay, I want to give the audience something good. Whoever is watching, this 4th of July, I strongly advise you, if you can do these three movies, do these three movies. But if you just do one in the bunch, do the movie Badass, spelled B-A-D-A-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S. Or there's a lot of S's. Okay? Badass was directed by Melvin Van Peebles directed a film called Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song. And his son, many years later, made a movie about the making of that film called Badass.
Okay.
And it is about independent filmmaking. And... the thing that I want to sort of plug right now is the fact, and Jimmy, you worked on this documentary, Hellacious.
I did.
You saw it.
I saw it.
What did you think of it?
I loved it.
Yeah. I mean, you said that it felt like you were hanging with us.
No, it just felt real.
Yeah. It's Hellacious is the making of our film, Debbie and the Devil. It's Debbie and the Devil is a horror comedy. It came out in 2020. We opened up against, or 2021. We opened up against Spider-Man and we crushed. It's a great little horror, indie horror film that we made. It's fun. It's got you know, blood and boobs and all that stuff. It's great. It's a great movie. And forgive me if you're offended by me saying boobs, but it's like we need to sell the foreign market. You know what I mean?
That's how you sell.
They love titties overseas, not in America so much. So we made this movie, and while we were making the movie, afterwards we decided to make a documentary. April, the queen of Wild 7, spearheaded the whole thing. She was the mastermind of the documentary. And it was co-directed with Captain Morgan and myself. And I contributed some things and stuff. And the thing is, it's a motherfucker of a documentary. It's really deep. We go really deep into the filmmaking process, into the minutia of it all. And then also into the, shall I say, emotional impetus of Debbie and the Devil. Like where it all comes from and stuff. And I do think it's very... interesting and revealing, and the only reason I revealed it was because I thought you, the audience, would enjoy it, and I thought you would get something out of it if I was completely real with you guys, you know. So that is coming. It is coming to streaming platforms. I won't say which ones yet. It's a little premature, but it's coming faster than we anticipated because it's quite good. So if you watch that film and you watch Debbie and the Devil and you hunger for another story about independent filmmaking, I highly suggest watching Badass. It is the story of the making of Sweet Sweetback's Badass song. It stars Mario Van Peebles playing Melvin Van Peebles, who is a cinematic revolutionary who unfortunately recently passed away. I want to give a shout out to Mario Van Peebles. This past week, I saw two other films of Mario Van Peebles. I saw New Jack City and I saw Posse, his first and second film, respectively, and they were awesome. And if you wanted to do a Mario Van Peebles 4th of July, I Love America triple feature, watch New Jack City first, then Posse, then Badass. I think those films go really well together. I'm just going to be honest with you right now. The only thing I do is watch movies, make movies, make shorts, make little things, and put stuff out. And that's all I do. That's my gi. That's my duty. And everything else is not my concern. I don't go out on a lot of dates and stuff. I will say this, though, Jimmy. I will say. You know, no, never mind. A few weeks ago, I was like, because everybody knows. I mean, you know, my friends know. That when I do get in the mood to get the love,
okay,
I go out.
All right.
And I get the love.
That's cool.
I touch boobs or something. You know, like things happen and stuff. So, but what I'm saying is the priority is Wild 7, the priority and stuff like that. Yes. You work hard, you work hard, you work hard. Then once every 9 months to a year, you think, I gotta go talk to someone. Hopefully they let me touch their boobs. You know what I mean? And that's cool. That's cool when that happens, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. That's neat. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. All right. That's enough. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Yeah. Happy 4th of July. Watch Badass. Be on the lookout for Hellacious. Watch Debbie and the Devil on Tubi or Amazon Prime. Or wherever else you get it on Plex, it's available. But watch it on Tubi or buy it on Amazon Prime. You know, check us out on YouTube. Check out Amigas on Tubi. I am in it as Padre Nas. Jimmy, what is your Instagram and all that?
You can follow me in my art page at Chief Cowboy.
Oh, nice, nice. Yes, Jimmy is a very talented artist. We house talent here. And it is a home. It is our home. You know, Wild 7 is our home. And I just want to shout out to Blake. You are missed. This is a quick thing. I want to shout out to Kendall. You are also, you know, you are a prize of the animation department. And I just want to say that. And I want to say to everyone, one nation. One nation. That's right. One nation. Please take a moment and hit those like and subscribe buttons. While a small gesture, it really means a lot to Wild 7 Studios and allows us to continue creating meaningful and fun content for your viewing pleasure. By the way, Jimmy, just totally unrelated, have you ever seen Pumping Iron with Arnold?
That's such an insane documentary.
Isn't it fucking great?
Yeah, it's great.
I love it, and I love him. When I was a kid, I wanted to be
I like
him.
Those parts where they're showing, like, all the dudes, like, butt naked in the shower, like, together. Yeah,
and they're so comfortable with it.
Yeah, and they're so comfortable with it. But then, like, what was on my mind that entire time was like, wow, the water pressure on that shower is insane.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
where
yeah,
can
yeah.
I get something like that?
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking crazy.